21st, 2020. And I will ask that roll call happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
November 21st, 2000, KPFA Local Station Board meeting. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon here. Marilyn Langlois.
Here.
Marilyn here. Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel, I'm seeing you. He waved. I see Daniel waving.
Okay.
Christine Pepin said that she may not be here for this whole meeting, but may call in later. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey here. Mark Van Lant. Mark. Susan De Silva.
Here.
They all understand. Here. Shira Dedman. Shira said that she will be calling in later.
Can the host mute people that aren't talking because it's starting to get loud?
Yes, will do.
Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Here. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina here. Mantra Plonzi.
Here.
Mantra here. James McFadden. Did someone say something about James? Okay, James is not here. Lily Kimura. Lily, I see you're here.
Maybe tell people again that if they just touch the
here. Yeah, I did, and somebody, the host muted me.
Yeah, we kept getting noise from the background, and so
I understand that.
Okay.
I unmuted myself when I was ready to say here.
Perfect. Thank you.
Muted me. Okay.
That was me. Thank you, Lily. That was me. I apologize, Lily. I apologize. I won't do that again.
Thank you.
Okay, Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki's here. Andrea Turner. Okay, we'll come back. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is here. Carol Wolfley, I'm here. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Sabrina. Darlene Pagano.
I'm here.
Darlene's here. Kim Lynch. Kim is not here. Frank Sterling.
Hello, everyone. I'm here.
Frank's here. Janine Utter.
Here.
Janine's here. Philip Maldari. Philip. Philip Maldari. I see you, Philip.
Here.
Thank you.
Did you say it and I didn't hear you?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Donald McClay, welcome to the board.
Thank you. I'm here.
All right. Very good. We have quorum.
Great.
James McFadden is here.
Oh, thank you, James.
Okay. I will read the Zoom instructions again to reinforce, I guess, to make sure everybody understands. For the purposes of sound quality and clear communications without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star 6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right. Or if you're on a phone, you press star 9. Board members will be called on by stack. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by sending raising hand or by roll call with a code. The email and KPSA LSB agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording is permitted at LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included at the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting. Thank you. And now we're going to go over the agenda that was set out. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda, Carol Wolfley.
Do I have a second?
Second, Aki.
I second.
Thank you. And
I have a motion or a request. Please, I've raised my hand.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Regarding the agenda, I just have a request. If Madam Chair, if you would consent to that, it would be great. If not, I will propose a motion. And that is, my request is that we have add public comment for those who are present now at the beginning of the meeting, right after agenda review, and then again at the advertised time at 2:25, and that in future public comment be placed near the beginning of the meeting. Is that okay with you, Madam Chair?
I would prefer not to. There was a reason that it was put there. People who want to make public comments, since there is a time assessed directly with it, people, if they want to go and come and come back at 2:25, that's fine. But we have a lot of business to conduct, and that is why we put public comment there. People will have the opportunity still. It doesn't circumvent their opportunity to make public comment. It's just later in the meeting.
So that being the case, I'd like to make a motion, and I've typed it into the chat. Motion is to allow for public comment now, right after agenda review, and again at the designated time of 2:25 towards the end of the meeting, and that in future meetings, and in future, public comment be placed near the beginning of each meeting.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I second it.
I'll second.
Okay. Carol, would you do roll call vote, please? Hi, Andrea. Note that Andrea is here.
Chair and everybody.
This is present. Carol. I'd like going to speak to the motion.
Go ahead, Carol.
We considered this issue, and one of the main issues for today is that we have a lot of material, as Christina said, and because we're going to be switching to a executive session at 12, and we have issues about timing and wanting to get everything on as far through the agenda as we can. So, and it's disruptive to the flow of the meeting to have public comments several times. I think we have business that we need to work on, and I think it's also helpful for people to see the meeting and to see the motions that are passed and to see the things that are going to be discussed, and then to give us their feedback about that. So I'm opposed to this motion.
Okay. Does anyone else wish to speak?
This is McFadden. I'd like to speak.
Go ahead.
Point of order. There are hands raised.
Yeah, I had raised my hand also.
This is Sharon, just on the point of order. Yes, James's hand was raised first. I don't know if you see it, Christina, over in the participants. And then Donald, you're next. So, because okay. James, you're the telephone number, so you had raised your hand first.
Thank you. I just want to say we should always be careful when, you know, process and procedure is given priority over people and ideas. And I think that's what this is about. When process and procedure is used to silence people, this is a real problem. And I think that by leaving public comment to the very end, we are silencing our members. The public comment should come first and also at the end, because we would like to have comments on what was discussed during the meeting. Public comment also means at the end also means that their comments come after any decisions or motions that appear in the agenda. And that means they're basically, we're telling the public that their comments don't matter. And this would be an unfortunate message to send to members that support KPFA. You know, we really should have, you know, if you look at how councils operate, if you look at how commissions operate, they have comment, public comment at the beginning and the end, and sometimes they even have it in the middle. But, you know, and any attempts to change that, you know, for process, for the convenience of the members of the board or the commission or the council is really just, you know, a problem of silencing, and we should avoid that at all costs.
Are you through, James?
We depend on our members. Thank you.
You dropped off.
I heard him just fine.
I heard him also. I think, Christina, you're on a delay or something.
Christina. Anyway, I just want to speak. I think, you know, we shouldn't silence our members. We should give them an opportunity to speak, and we should pay attention. And if we do this, what we're basically saying is that any motions or decisions we make, public comment is an afterthought because it's already been done. And I think that's really a sad message to send.
Sorry, something happened with my computer. I apologize. Did James finish?
Yes, Donald is next.
Hey, go ahead, Donald.
Yes, just very simply, I don't think anybody is being silenced, number one. Number two, since this was already sent out and people were notified that public comment would be at the end of the meeting, to reverse that now is a little bit absurd because people are planning to come in later in the meeting and not be here for the entire, normal debates that go on endlessly and fruitlessly. So I would vote against this motion.
I'd like to raise my hand.
Go ahead, Jeanine.
I just wanted to say that I think that it's good to have it at the beginning and at the end. And also it would be great if we could get the agenda emailed to us sooner so that we wouldn't have to kind of try to cram our ideas, or, you know, we can go back and forth with that in the email thread rather than have to, if we get the agenda like 3 days before it's supposed to happen. And then that's why all of this is crammed into discussions like this. So if we can get the agenda emailed to us, at least a week in advance, I think that would be a solution to when we want to change, things on the agenda in that way. So I don't think it's absurd at all. And I think it's important. Thank you.
Darlene?
Sorry. I have a question, which is, bringing public comment into the meeting is interesting. It's not what we've done before. We've had the town halls. So I want to get member feedback. But I just wonder about the difference between a town hall comments and public comments, which seems to be interested subscribers, or I guess we don't even have to differentiate that, but interested people who want to have their debate on motions is, this is a new, this, let's have public comments all through the meeting like a city council would. That's new. So I just want to know the difference in, our town hall option, for member feedback. And there seems to be this new option of, let's have callers weigh in on our meeting.
This is taking a lot of time up. I look like, Daniel, I'm not quite, you want to explain the difference, Carol Wolfley, secretary?
The difference between public comments and a town hall?
Yes.
Okay. Well, public comments are whatever anybody wants to share. I mean, one of the things we've had recently is people from other meeting, from other, stations across the country calling in. I believe there was an email that someone last time wanted to read, a literary work for half an hour to use a public comment time. So, we're wanting to really keep the time, for, to prioritize our work. And, I think a town hall, the focus is on hearing from the public and where they would share information. So, it's the will of the body, and, I'm happy to take roll call when everybody's finished talking.
Thank you, Carol.
And I have a point of I think it's called a point of information, Christina.
Yes.
Okay. This raising the hand, system is not going to work unless when somebody says, I want to raise my hand, you put them at the top of the list of people who've raised their hands. So as we get familiar with how we're going to use this technology, I'm pointing that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, it self-populates. When people raise their hand, it goes in order of who's raised their hand at the time.
Right. And right. All I'm saying is when somebody calls out, I'm raising my hand, your immediate response has been, well, go ahead. So, that's a different system. So
I see what you're saying. Darlene.
I'm bringing it to your attention.
Okay. We would appreciate if people would use the raise hands, whether you're on the phone or whether you are, on your Zoom, on your computer there. You can remind people the way that you raise your hand if you're on your phone is you press *9. And that will show that you've raised your hand. So that would be how you deal with that. So I'd like to be able to vote soon. Daniel, go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm not muted, am I?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to echo what Janine said. We should have this, have the agenda out several days ahead of time and not at the last minute. But anyway, to this issue, we've always had, I mean, any meeting, any public meeting has public comments. That's not just, people should be allowed to get heard. And putting the public comments just only at the end, that's pushing people to one side. I would like to have public comments for the people who've come early. And also later for the people who got the word that's going to be later. Thank you.
Thank you. And I put myself in the middle there. I just would like to say before Janine, that there are people who have already received this, that was when the public comments are going to be, that are waiting, that they'll be calling in later to make their public comments. So I would prefer we keep it at the same time. Janine, go ahead.
I'll lower my hand. I'm fine.
Thank you. Don McClay.
I tend to agree with Janine. But this is also like, we're using a lot of time for a little thing.
Yeah.
It seems to me that nobody was expecting to be able to make a public comment at the beginning of this meeting. So maybe we could agree to try it for the next meeting, to have it at the beginning and the end, see how we like it. And if anybody actually responds to it. So that's kind of a counter proposal I'm making. which would be not to do it this time, but to do it next time and give the public a moment to know that it's going to happen.
I think that's a good idea. I like that. Could we vote on it now so we can actually get to business?
I don't know what we're voting on.
Yes.
Chris, Corey, for a comment.
Go ahead, Chris.
Is that being offered as a substitute motion to have it for the next meeting?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Well, it needs to be written into the chat, please, Don.
Sorry.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Can we vote? I guess on the substitute.
No, because we don't know what we're voting on.
Okay, Don, you need to write your motion into the chat. Your amendment to the motion into the chat.
I think he's doing it now.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what he's doing.
All right.
So is this an amendment to Marilyn's motion, or this is an amendment?
Substitute motion.
So then we'll vote on Marilyn's motion?
If we vote on the substitute motion, then Marilyn's motion would become moot because it's proposed as a substitute motion.
Okay.
So to be clear, now the particular motion we're voting on is the substitute motion to maintain the order of the agenda at this meeting, but at the next meeting to put public comments at the beginning. So,
Christina, it says the beginning and the end of the next meeting. So, we would have two public comments.
Shouldn't we just vote on her original motion? And if that passes or closes, then, you know, they can do another motion. Because I'm getting mixed up already.
Well, the substitute motion would take.
She's got to agree that her motion is going to be substituted, right?
No.
She
doesn't have to agree to that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's the body that makes the decision. And it would be good to get to business. Could we just have How about that? Could we just have it be like we have all the public comments at the beginning? Would you be willing to put your motion to that so we don't split them up, Don? Or do you want to maintain?
No, I know you could do it because I've seen it.
Okay, well, I'd like to speak to that.
Okay.
I would be opposed to having two public comment sessions because we don't know when people are there and then how do we split the time? Because we need to have up to half an hour for public comments. So then you're splitting between, do you do 15 minutes? So it becomes very complicated, and it also becomes very complicated when we've got Zoom meetings and executive session Zoom meetings. So my
recommendation. And also about the people that show up at 2.
How about, Don, would you be willing to just make it at the beginning so we could have all the comments? Would you, your substitute motion be they comment at the beginning? We've lost time.
Okay, I wasn't able to unmute myself. Oh. Sure, I was just hoping that we could agree to try it at the next meeting and not make such a complicated deal out of it.
I agree.
And so why don't we try it at the beginning at the next meeting and then discuss it again and see how it goes.
Okay.
But definitely my thought is that the public comment time should be made known to the public in advance.
I agree.
It is.
Okay, so my understanding is the motion now is that we will be having the public comments at the beginning of the meeting, next meeting, as a substitute motion. So now you would be voting on the substitute motion to make that clear. And would you take roll call vote, Carol?
Yes, and I'd like to clarify, so it can't be time certain. It has to be at the beginning of the meeting because we don't know how long it's going to take to pass the agenda. So I just, as secretary, I need direction. Are we talking about time certain or are we talking about the beginning? It just says beginning of the meeting.
The beginning of the meeting. I think this is getting too complicated. I think we just make sure the public has it. We know that they'll be able to comment at the beginning of the meeting. Okay.
Sharon
believe,
Adams.
Sorry, but I believe we used to do it after the either the roll call or the approval of the minutes. That's how it used to be. Just throwing it out there.
That's what it will be. We all have to open the meeting first and do roll call before we can do anything.
And approve the minutes. It has to be after approving the minutes.
But it will be at the beginning. Let's try to move this along here. This is painful. Okay, I think that on the substitute motion, we'll have to have the public comments at the beginning of next meeting and maintain the order we have at this point in time. So would you take roll call, please, Carol?
Yes. Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Marilyn Langlois.
Yeah, I want to vote, but I want to know, is the motion the same wording that's in the chat, or has that wording been changed? I'm looking for the wording of the motion.
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. I was just trying to deal with that. Can you resubmit it with that amendment, please, Don? I'm going to go on through the, Marilyn, assuming that it is that motion cutting off the end of the sentence that ends, and the beginning, taking off and the end.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Marilyn, yes. Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes.
Daniel, yes. Christine is not here. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Chris Corey, yes. Mark Van Lunt, welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
Mark, I recognize him joining the meeting.
Thank you.
Susan Da Silva?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Abstain.
Donald, abstain. Shira Dedman is not here yet. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Mantra Plancy.
Yes.
James McFadden.
Yes.
Lily Kimura.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Tom Voorhees, yes. Carol Wolfley, I abstain. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina, abstain. Tim Lynch? Tim, I saw you there. I'll come back to Tim.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, good. Thank you. Frank Sterling?
Yes.
Frank, yes. Janine Etter?
Yes.
Philip Muldari?
Yes.
Donald McClay? Don, did you want to vote? I'm guessing.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Jose, do you have a tally?
Yeah, as Dan said, 19 yeses, 3 abstains.
Good. Thank you. Motion passed.
Thank you. Now on the broader motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a
second
motion to approve?
It's already been moved and seconded.
We already have that, actually. Yeah. Sorry, I got lost in time here. So all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, do you want to take a roll call, Carol? Or do we want to ask if there's any objections?
Yeah.
Pardon? If there's any objections, you could raise your hand. That way we don't have to go through every single name. I don't see any objections on the hands raised. Just look through all the names. So the agenda is approved as amended. Okay. So, now we would have some reports.
Excuse me, point of order. I think we have scheduling of the January 2021 meeting.
Sorry. Yes. That's an important thing because we'll have to figure out the entire year's in January meetings, and we don't meet in December. So just what's the proposal for the meeting? Is it generally the third Saturday? Is that right? I gotta get my calendar.
Third Saturday of odd months.
January. Would that be the 16th? We could do January 16th for our next meeting. So do you want to do roll call to see if, do I have a?
I move to make the January meeting on, the January meeting on January 16th, 2021.
Great. Do I have a second?
Mason, do we care that that's a holiday weekend, a 3-day weekend?
It's up for discussion. If somebody wants to change it, let me, do you have another date you want to substitute, Tim?
I'm not sure that I care. I just want to make sure that we're all aware that it is a 3-day weekend, because of President's Day or Martin Luther King Day, excuse me.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Day weekend. So I'll be here. How about probably in lockdown still.
How about the 23rd? Yeah, care?
We could celebrate here.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to amend my motion to make it January. Okay, no, never mind. I withdraw that.
Yeah.
What, should we change it? I don't know. What do people think?
It might be a good idea because later something might develop for you on a 3-day weekend. I know we're quarantined, but there's the 23rd is the following week or the 9th is the week before. Just throwing it out there.
I was going to say the 9th, but maybe that's too – that's what I was going to suggest, maybe the 9th.
Point of order.
Go back, Carol.
I want to ask Aki, is there a regulation about that we have to have the meeting before January 20th because of PNB elections, or maybe Sabrina or Chris know? So I think it needs to be before the 20th.
Well, maybe we should do it on the 9th then. I mean, that was...
I amend my motion to make it on January 9th, 2021. Our next OSB meeting.
Okay.
Second that.
What is Dawn saying the 9th is? Are we okay?
Anybody... So, did you want me to take roll call, or did you want to see if anybody's opposed to the 9th?
Let's try it and see if anyone's opposed to the 9th. If we have to, we'll take roll call. But, I mean, I'm fine with the 9th. So does anybody have a problem with it being on the 9th? Please raise your hand if you have a problem with it being on the 9th. Seeing no hands raised, we will be meeting on the 9th. And our usual time is 11 a.m. on January the 9th, 2021. I personally will be very glad to see 2020 go. Okay, so.
Sharon, can you write your motion in the chat, please?
Yep, I'll do that.
This is McFadden. I raised my hand, and I don't know if it shows up because I am on a phone.
Okay, I see it, James. Go ahead. I mean, sorry. I do see your hand raised.
I'm sorry, because I'm on a phone. I just wanted to understand what the point Carol was making about it being before the 20th or after the 20th. Does that affect any of the decisions that we are making at that meeting about who can be elected to the PNB?
Yes, it does. That's when we elect PNB officers.
No, that's right. Not the question. The question is eligibility. I assume everybody who didn't move up, who was elected last year, would be eligible, whether it's on the 9th or the 23rd. Is that correct? Because they've all served a year.
It's not eligibility. Go ahead. It's not an eligibility question. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with eligibility. It has to do with we need to have the meeting before a certain date because the PNB wants to be able to do their elections. They want to be able to seat the new PNB members. So it doesn't have to do with eligibility. It has to do with timing.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
A point of information, there's a thing in the chat suggesting that the bylaws mandate a meeting in December. Is that accurate?
No. There's no such thing I'm aware of in the bylaws.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I think it does say that you're supposed to elect the LSB officers in December.
Okay. Well,
that's true. I remember this happening a lot. I think it's true.
Do you have the bylaws, Carol? I didn't have mine out right in front of me.
Somebody posted a link in the chat, I believe.
Okay.
What I would like to do is, why don't we go ahead and schedule a possible meeting for December?
Okay.
And if it is in the bylaws, and then we will go ahead and have that.
That's fine. So now we're on scheduling again. So I see the third Saturday would be the 19th. Is that acceptable for people? Would the 19th work? I guess I should ask the objection question again.
That's getting close to the holidays.
It is, but the following week is Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and all that stuff. So, Tim.
I would ask that if we do meet on the 19th, that we keep it to just the bare minimum of what we have to do by the bylaws, elect our officers, and call it a day.
That's a good question. That's good.
Yeah, good question.
Hey. Half an hour plus half an hour public comments.
Okay. That sounds good. So everybody, if that, anyone, do you want to write that up some in the chat?
Well, that's happening. I have a point of information. I'm sorry, but I'm having a brain freeze here. Who is Sam? We have a number of posts in the chat to Sam, and I'm drawing a total blank as to who that is.
We don't know who that is, and people can write anonymously. Sam is not a board member.
The chat is open to others outside of our.
At this time, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tim wrote his motion. And I'll ask again the objection question, that if anyone objects to us meeting in December for the purpose of electing our officers and having a half an hour of public comment, please raise your hand if you object to that.
Okay, I can't raise my hand, but I do have a point of information. I believe we need to say at 11 a.m. I'd just like to make a friendly amendment to Tim's yes. motion to say at 11 a.m.
Fine. Janine?
Is this about the objecting at that point? I mean,
no, this is, if you object to having it, if you object to having the meeting on December 19th for the purpose of electing our officers to conform to that and allowing half an hour comment.
I'm objecting to the time frame. I think there might, that we might need more time. I think an hour is too short. I would prefer like an hour and a half personally. Just
are you making a motion to amend?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I suppose I am.
Okay. Do I have a second on that?
Please write it in the chat.
I'll second. We just shouldn't limit ourselves on the selection of the Pacifica National people. So yeah, if we need more time, we should allow it.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion in favor of saying an hour and a half. I'd like to get to actual substantive stuff today.
That would be nice. Okay, so Janine wrote her motion, and I believe now. So we're voting on the motion to have an hour and a half meeting to include a half an hour public comment on December the 19th.
Are we voting on Tim's motion or Janine's motion?
No, he withdrew his motion. We're voting on
Janine's. Oh, he withdrew it?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're voting on Janine's motion now.
Okay.
Okay? So I will ask if anyone objects, would you please raise your hand? I'm looking at everybody's here, and it looks like there is no objection. So motion passes. And we'd like to get to PNB reports now.
One question. Are we still meeting on January 9th?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So okay. Just a point of information there. I believe that if I'm understanding the meetings and the bylaws correctly, that we will appoint our officers or elect our officers on the 12/19 meeting, and on the 9th we will elect PNB reps. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll ask our PNB directors, do we have any PNB director reports? Chris Corey, do you have any reports to make on what's going on at the PNB or Sabrina?
Hello, hello. We did not meet last week, and we haven't met, or we will be meeting. This emergency meeting Thursday? Yeah, Thursday.
Yes.
And that is that's closed session, right, Andrea?
Yeah, it's a special meeting.
Sure it's closed session, so unfortunately we can't disclose. But, everything's been moving right along. We've got a lot of folks that are going to be terming out as of this year. So it's going to be a whole new crop of folks, probably about 4 or 5 that are going to be terming out this year. So it'll be a whole new crop of folks. As some of you already know, there have been some huge changes at KPFK down in Los Angeles. They went through a purge of employees, unfortunately, because, their bottom line, they weren't meeting their bottom line. So a lot of folks got let go down there. Houston is looking to actually change locations to a better location. Some of you probably already know that, present location, they've been there since, I think the beginning, since they, opened their doors, in the mid-60s there. And, after several bombings and whatnot, by the KKK. But, their present location is, filled with mold. So they are moving out of that location, and I'm not sure exactly where they're moving to, but still be in Houston. It will still be in Houston, of course. WPFW, as far as I know, everything's going well there. We haven't had any of their representatives reporting back anything negative. WBAI is still hanging on by a fingernail or two. Of course, KPFA, we're doing well. We're maintaining. So that is my general report. Any of my colleagues want to add anything?
I do see, I think Donald has his hand up. I don't know if you can see that, Christina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Donald, go ahead.
Well, I'm not a PNB director, so I'm going to wait to see if others do.
I'm sorry. Comment. I thought you were. Tom has his hand up. Sorry, Donald. I forgot for a minute there.
But I do want to speak afterward.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I pretty much concur with Sabrina. The other thing I wanted to add is that I've been working on station license renewals, which are pretty critical at this point, especially if our president stays in power, which
and the influence that he has on the PS on the FCC. So anyway, hopefully that's going to go to our formally elected president and that will change, but we're getting braced in that situation if it should not. So anyway, I've been working on that with a couple of different people. And the other thing that is happening is the site for our translator in the Monterey area is changing hands. And I'm also working on that. And hopefully we're going to go on the air before September in the Monterey area. And that's all I had to report.
Thanks, Tom. Point of information, Tom. You said September. You mean September next year?
Correct. That's when the FCC construction permit expires. We have to be on the air before, I think it's in the middle of September sometime. We have to be on the air before then or we will lose, the ability to go on the air. The construction permit will disappear and that will be the end of it. So there's several of us working on the, on trying to pull that together, underneath this site, changing ownership. Underneath us at this time. So that's it.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you working on that. That's an important thing. Very important. And Donald?
Before we take other comments, should we do all the reports from like committees and such?
Well, we're writing on PNB director reports right now.
Okay.
Does any other director have more of the report?
Hi, this is Andrea. The fiscal part of this, is Chris on board here? Just to give an update, it's the...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, the audit reports are in process?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, right. And also, it's my understanding that we will be receiving some of the quarterly and 6 months and, update I asked for from Anita, you know, and she says that she's going to be sending it out to KPFA. And so we should have an updated, report.
If you're referring to financial reports, they're actually being given out monthly right now, and I'd be happy to send them along when they're available.
That'd be great, Chris.
Well, Anita told me personally that she's going to be sending a special updated report to Sharon and also Maria.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Could I ask one of the directors who is terming out at the end of December? Could you tell me which directors are terming out? Do you know Sabrina or Andrea? Do you know which ones are terming out? Sabrina brought it up, so she's out there somewhere. Where are you, Sabrina?
I think Alex Steinberg is going to be terming out. Grace Aaron will be terming out. Jan Goodman's going to be terming out. That's off the top of my head. Let's see here. Oh my gosh. Anybody else help me out here? That's three. I know it's at least four or five. They would be gone, but, we'll see what happens, for next year.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any more reports?
Yes, Susan.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
I'd like to report from the Governance Committee.
Hold on, we're not doing that. Christina just said we're doing the PNB report.
Well, I asked if there were any more reports, but you wanted to comment before we went off of the PNB reports, right, Donald?
We will
get to the governance report. Don't worry, Susan. If we have to put it at the other side of the executive committee, we'll do it. You'll get your time. So
and
go ahead.
I had a question for Tom. I've had my hand raised.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Donald. So it's Donald, Carol, and then Tim.
Right. So go ahead, Donald, first.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I find all these reports to be unsatisfactory. And so I have a series of questions here for all of you. What did you all determine to be the implications of the 2018 audit that was released in July of this year and its implications for the future of Pacifica? Because the audit stated that the auditors have grave concerns about Pacifica's viability. So that's question number one. Question number two, what is the state of Pacifica's finances right now and its implications for our listeners and donors? In other words, how much money do we actually have in the bank left to pay current and future obligations? Question number three, what is happening about replacing the current IED since that is an interim position and not a permanent position? And number four, how does Pacifica intend to repay the $3.25 million loan due in April of next year? And how does it intend to repay the $1 million loan that it received from the federal government during the current pandemic crisis? Thank you. I think our listeners deserve to hear answers to those questions.
Madam Chair, this is Sabrina Jacobs.
Thank you, Sabrina. Go ahead.
I can answer number three. I am on the personnel committee. And, we are currently looking for a new IED. That search has begun, and it has begun with, Livingston and Associates once again. And, that will not be incurring any costs by Pacifica, because of the agreement that we have with them, as far as, finding a permanent, executive director. And with the loans, Chris Corey would be better poised to answer that question, but it's my understanding as far as the federal government loan, we're not under any obligation to pay that back, unless we don't meet the necessary criteria that they have set forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Chris, would you be able to answer the loan question, or how much money's left?
Yeah, I can answer the first two questions and the loan question. So the going concern comment was in the audit. That was, that's just a routine thing that they've been putting in they've had concerns about us being a going concern for the last three or four of these audits. And I didn't see anything unusual or especially concerning there. But as to your second question, the condition of Pacifica as a whole has deteriorated pretty markedly over the past 6 months, and it's due almost entirely to KPFK. Although, candidly, even if KPFK were in balance right now, we'd still be running a deficit. The vast majority of the deficit is due to KPFK, and they're a huge bleed on our system. And further, to extend that into the cash flow part of the question, we're basically out of cash. The PPP funds have all been used, which was a nice pile. And I believe that the current accounts have also been drained to the point where there's very little cash on hand. So we're about to get back into that situation again where if a station falls short on payroll, which is happening on a routine basis at K in particular, the funds will have to be pulled from other stations in order to make that happen. I think Sabrina answered the question in regard to the IED search. The loan repayments, the PPP loan, we're applying for forgiveness. I don't think that forgiveness process has actually started yet. I don't think most of the lending institutions are accepting forgiveness applications at this juncture. It's I mean, it's imminent though. So I expect that to happen. I'm not sure whether the EID alone is public knowledge right now. Does anybody on the call know at this juncture? Because I'd be happy to tell you about it, but I don't want to disclose something that hasn't been disclosed.
Chris, that's why I'm hesitant to report out, because we're, we can't publicly say where we are, but we can say that there's a committee that's formed that's reviewing the loan.
Yeah, the loan repayment committee is for the big loan.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Yep, that had a 45-day period, which was going to expire in about 3 weeks here, but it was up recently because. Why was that? Why did they extend it? Oh yeah, because there's some negotiations going on with the lender about the loan. So, which I don't think I can disclose either. I'd be happy to inform the LSP as soon as that knowledge becomes publicly discussed, but you guys are going to probably know it at that point anyway.
Okay. It's very, Christina, it's very, you feel very trapped sometimes in terms of what you can say and can't say.
I understand. And I appreciate you being careful.
Personally, I wish we could be really transparent about all of this, but I don't want any personal lawsuits myself. But they are reviewing, the 3.2, the bigger loan. And, I'm very concerned about it. I can say that.
Thank you.
Christina, my question still to all of them was, what do they understand to be the implications of all of this information for Pacifica's future? One of these directors, let's start with Tom. What does he think the future of Pacifica is?
Point of order, it's 12 noon and we do have our executive session at 12 noon, time certain.
We'll have to circle back around to the PNB reports after the executive session. So we're now going to end this particular portion and we will go into executive session.
Can you guys just state clearly the process here? Because as I understand, we're logging out of this meeting and entering a new one.
I'm going to explain that now.
Go ahead, Carol.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead, Carol.
I want to check and see. I sent in the agenda that I emailed you. It has information for the executive session. I want to ask anybody to unmute themselves and let us know right now if you do not have access to the executive session Zoom information. Okay, so we will now.
Hold on.
It's the information is a part of the agenda, and it states the first link that's on the agenda is the one for the Zoom call we're on now. And on the other page, it clearly says, please do not share and please join the meeting in a secure and confidential setting. And then there's the link in that section for the executive session, along with the meeting ID and the passcodes.
So just to clarify, when we will sign out of this meeting, and then I think we're going to need to give Jose a few minutes to set up the new meeting. I believe we can try to, is that right, Jose? It's going to take a couple of minutes or can we sign in immediately?
It's going to take me just a couple of minutes.
Okay. So just so people know, it will be a couple of minutes but then you'll be able to get into the next meeting.
Okay.
Can I ask a question before we adjourn?
Yes.
When was the agenda sent out? What time? What's the timestamp on it?
It was sent out, one was sent out late on Wednesday night, and then it was sent again yesterday around noon.
2:18.
Point of order. I just forwarded that Carol's email to the closed list just now on email, so you should have it right at the top of your inbox.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Great.
Thanks. Okay. So we'll see you in a minute.
Okay. See everybody in a minute.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.